The Malaysian Grand Prix is underway then, and Alex Barros starting from pole position for the first time in 2002 on the back of his victory at Motegi 2 weeks ago. And Alex Barros looking really on form on that V5 Honda. He leads the way in the early stages from Max Biaggi in second place and Carlos Checa in third. But Checa is pushed wide in that first corner, as are several of the riders there further down the field. Barros leading the way from Biaggi, Kato, Ukawa, Checa, Rossi, Capirossi, Nakano and McCoy. This is the onboard image from Alex Barros. Looking behind him and looking very menacing indeed is Max Biaggi, starting to find some consistent form now on that Yamaha. And moving through the field is Valentino Rossi. He didn't get such a good start, Rossi, but he's just passed his teammate Toru Okawa, and now he's going for his fellow Honda rider, Daijiro Kato. Struggled in qualifying, Valentino Rossi, and he seems to be having some problems here in the race as well. He's gone very, very wide there. Well, there has been some talk that Rossi has had problems with the slipper clutch on this Honda V5. He's having a few problems in the race, but he's fighting back. He's showing good character. He's got past Carlos Checa. He's back up to fifth position now. But he's still got plenty of work to do with 18 laps to go. There's four riders in front of him, all on four strokes. Barros, Biaggi, Kato and Ukawa. Ukawa just getting past Kato there and forcing the Japanese rider wide. So Ukawa now up to third position. And that's a disappointing end to the weekend for Olivier Jacques, making his debut here this weekend on the four-stroke Yamaha M1. And it's all ended in the gravel trap. Disappointing for Jacques and the Tech 3 team. Now we're on board with Valentino Rossi. He's got back up to fourth position and he's challenging Toru Okawa for third. He's up on the inside of Okawa. Now, can he hold on to the lead this time? Rossi does. He just holds on to the advantage there from Okawa. Now the world champion is up to third and closing down the gap on Max Biaggi in second. This race is still being led by Alex Barros on the Honda. Biaggi looking to give Barros some problems now though. Biaggi up on the inside of Barros. Can he hold on to the advantage into the right-hander? He does so. He goes a little bit wide, but he just shuts the door on the Brazilian. So Max Biaggi holding on to the lead then at the moment. He's coming under pressure from Rossi and Barros as Rossi goes up on the inside of Barros and forces him wide. Both of the Hondas go wide. Toru Okawa goes through to second place. And that was an uncharacteristic mistake there from Valentino Rossi. He came very, very deep on the brakes, forced Barros wide, and Barros hits back with a vengeance. Well, just look at that aggressive riding there from Barros on Rossi, but it's not paid off. He's run wide on the exit of the corner, and he's conceded the advantage once again to Rossi. So Rossi now back up to third position and challenging Okawa for second. Rossi goes through on Okawa. He's up to second. Well, this is absolute drama here between these three Hondas, Rossi, Okawa and Barros, and it looks as though Rossi's gone wide again. He has indeed, and Okawa hits back now. Can Rossi hold off Okawa here? He's just managing to do so at the moment, but Okawa is giving him some serious problems. He just tucks under him on the inside. It seems that Rossi is having some real problems with that clutch. He's not able to control the bike properly through the corners, and he's having to ride very, very aggressively, as he does here, up on the inside of Toru Okawa this time. Similar to what he did on Alex Barros on a previous lap. Rossi now has got in front of Okawa and Barros. Now, problems there for Toru Okawa as well. And this time Alex Barros takes advantage. So, really these Hondas, well, we thought they were perfect. It doesn't seem to be the case. Problems with the clutch for all three Honda riders there. No problems for Max Biaggi. He's absolutely storming his way through the field here. It looks as though Max Biaggi is going to take his second win of the season. He does. Victory for Biaggi, victory for Yamaha, second place for the second week in succession for Valentino Rossi, and it's another podium position for Alex Barros, his second race on the V5 Honda, and he finishes third. So joy for Yamaha, joy for Max Biaggi. They will be separating at the end of the season, but they're providing a real flourish to the end of 2002. Max Biaggi wins the Malaysian Grand Prix on the Marlboro Yamaha.
I start not so bad from my second position. I keep the position turn one, and so Barros was very fast. He was pushing hard, and I try to follow him. Sometimes I make a mistake. Sometimes I can be in his slipstream, but the bike was working not so bad, and you know, I think this is a very good result. You know, I saw the possibility for make 25 points. And I work a lot for that, but I think I deserve at the end